from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Always lovely, always provocative. Our dear friend Little Nate X joins the program on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. You know him as Barstool Nate, or perhaps just Eric. Hello, Nate Dog. How do you do?
Eric. Fellas, September 10th. We're still doing well. No negativity today, all right? Positive vibes only.
Dude, I'm glad to hear that. I think, listen, the defense really performed poorly in Tampa, and I don't understand how I watched the game, and many others watched the game. Like, after watching that, it's pretty clear to me the defense was the problem, and yet a lot of folks are up in arms about Jaden. I thought Jaden played fairly well. I think he was by far the best rookie quarterback that started this weekend. Do you land near where I land on this thing?
This is where I land. Yes, to answer your question, I land pretty much exactly there. We knew it was going to be a roller coaster of a season. We knew we were in a rebuild. We knew that they were starting from the ground up. When you finally see it in a regular season game with your own two eyes, it can be a little bit jarring. It can be a little bit of, oh, wow, this is not a good team. Now, there were flashes of good players on, you know, both sides of the ball, sure. But my main takeaway is this. Someone tweeted at me that it was a poor showing. They weren't ready to play. They weren't prepared. And I said, au contraire, they were ready to play. The talent just isn't there. It's like if you played Madden with all players who are 62 overall. You can practice Madden as much as you want. If the players aren't good, you're more than likely, 9 times out of 10, not going to win the game. And I think that's where we're at. Emmanuel Forbes can be prepared all week. If he's just bad at football, there's nothing you can do about it. And that's, I'm sorry for taking a shot at him, but he was obviously the weakest player on the field on Sunday.
He struggled.
So it's not a matter of unpreparedness to me. It's a matter of this roster is not good. We are still reeling from the Ron Rivera years where he did not do a very good job of drafting or developing talent. And now the new regime is in, and it's just going to take time, man. It's really just going to take time and patience and draft classes to really rebuild this roster that looks like, you know, basically an expansion team at this point. It's Jaden is a rookie quarterback. He showed flashes. We have very little talent at wide receiver. We have very little talent in the secondary on defense. It's just going to take time.
What positive did you take from the offense? I mean, since they played the best of all of the three groups out there, what positives do you take?
Honestly, Jaden not forcing the ball and the lack of turnovers. You know, like, him not throwing in an interception is more important to me than the fact that he didn't throw for a touchdown. He barely threw downfield, which I think is maybe a bad thing. But going 17 for 24 in your, you know, NFL debut, it's not that bad. Like, and plus the 88 rushing yards, which obviously is great. You know, like, I like that he didn't try to force the ball into windows that were probably open in college, especially at LSU, that now in the NFL don't exist. You see a lot of rookie quarterbacks try to force balls because they're so used to doing that. They're so used to the easy completions that don't exist at the NFL speed and the NFL level. So I thought Jaden, for the most part, played well. We can talk about his helmet fiasco. We can talk about him not knowing how to slide. We can talk about all that, but that's all stuff that he can learn and grow and develop into. I thought for the most part, I liked the running game. I thought Brian Robinson, you know, he only averaged 3.3 a carry, but I thought his receptions obviously were a major impact on the game, him and Eckler. The offense is going to struggle when, you know, Luke McCaffrey is your, and Zach Ertz are your guys. Like, it's not going to be great, but for the most part, I was content with how the offense looked.
Well, dude, you know what's interesting is I was talking with a quarterback, a veteran quarterback that's not on a roster right now, yesterday, and I watched Brock Purdy. No, I watched Brock Purdy last night, and there is a theory. I'm curious what you think about this, B. I don't think you and I have talked about this. More and more, these quarterbacks don't want to traditionally slide unless it's like very – like they're in an open field and they see the defender coming at them from like 5 yards away,
yeah,
and they slide and it's obvious they're not going to get hit. More and more what these guys like to do, and I'm not saying Jaden nailed this, but I think this is what he was attempting more, is to go down on your shoulder, not that it's head first, but you kind of like pick your spot and land where you know you're not going to take a shot.
Yeah.
Now sometimes the defenders just hit you anyway.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a penalty, and sometimes there's an ejection. Like, you can't.
Brock did it last night.
Brock did it twice last night. And it was funny because I talked to somebody about it yesterday afternoon, and then I watched Purdy do it twice. I think that's where Jaden's trying to get to, and I think some of these guys are getting taught that.
And I think on top of it, when you saw when he started the slot, do the dive or whatever, he was 2 yards past the line. They brought the ball back to the line.
Right.
So you get the same protection either way. So the slide or dive don't make me a difference. As long as you protect yourself, that's all I give a damn about.
Yeah.
And, does that add up to you, Nate Dogg?
That's fine, but the I think I speak for everybody, and B. Mitch just said it. As long as he protects himself, man, if you didn't hold your breath a few times when he was running and going head first, you're crazy. We need him.
Bro, when his helmet comes flying off, it's pretty nerve-wracking.
JP, your tweet after the game – did you ask the question, what's up with the helmet flying off? And he said that, oh, my helmet just flies off. Look.
I did not ask the question. Brian and I addressed this yesterday. Our answer is very simple. Let's get this fixed.
Get a tighter helmet.
Let's figure that one out.
Yeah. So when Beamer just said he has to protect himself, that's immediately where I think everybody's mind goes. You don't know how to slide, go head first, whatever. Buckle your helmet on, man. This is the NFL. Like, it's a dangerous
thing. See, I thought it was buckled. I just think it's too damn loose.
Whatever it is, whether it's not buckled or it's too loose, let's get that fixed. Like, non-negotiable.
Yep. Easy thing he can fix.
Yeah, and I think more and more, if they had hit the deep shot to Terry or if Luke had thrown the quarterback throwback, I think if they could hit one of those big plays, it would have loosened things up a little bit at the line of scrimmage, and I think that could have changed a lot. The things I did like, I really, to your point, Robinson, I really liked Eckler in this game. I think Eckler showed you he's got plenty left.
Tough as hell.
And dude, if you look at some of the defensive stats, the blitzes, I mean, he was facing at least a 5-man front, and often more than that, 6, even 7, on damn near 50% of his snaps. Yep. I think we are underselling how impressive it is that a rookie quarterback that had 3 preseason drives, he was on the field 3 times in the preseason against whatever version of defenses he saw that nobody blitzed in, didn't turn the ball over once against a Todd Bowles defense. And all we hear about Todd Bowles, like, for all the talk of, oh, you know, the throws were at the line of scrimmage, or he ran too much, or buckle your helmet, to not turn it over, I find almost more impressive than everything else.
Mm. Yeah, got the ball out quick. I think I read he got the ball out quicker than any other quarterback on Sunday, which, again, very impressive. I'm with you. We can spend time talking about the helmet and this and that, no shots downfield. It's how I started off this call, is 0 interceptions in his debut, and as you said, against the Todd Bowles defense, I think is, you're right. We're not talking about that aspect enough, the not forcing the ball. If people want to say he pulled down the ball to run it too quickly, fine, whatever. He's comfortable doing that. And he got 88 yards on the ground in his rookie debut. I think that's great. So he'll get more comfortable. I think if you're a fan, you should like what you saw out of Jaden. I think the biggest problem with Jaden is not having receivers. I've been saying it since June. I really wanted us to make a move to do something. I'm very concerned about the lack of talent at the wide receiver position. I'm extremely concerned about it. And then Zach Ertz, who is a reliable tight end, I think he's 33 going on 34, hasn't played a full season in 3, 4, 5 years. If he stays healthy, great, but we're not banking on it. So if I had to say the one thing I'm most worried about, it's not the secondary, because we know the secondary is trash. Like, that just is what it is. I'm worried about Jaden getting better week after week. I think that's everybody's number one, not concern, but what we want to see out of this team. It's not, I want to see this team win 11 games. That would be great, but that's not going to happen. I want to see Jaden get better week after week after week. I want to see him make less mistakes. I want to see him improve. I want to see him throw downfield more. But you can only throw downfield if there's receivers that are open. Deami Brown ain't getting open. So, you know, Jamison Crowder is not even seeing the field. So that's what I'm most concerned about, is just Jaden improving with the lack of weapons he has to improve with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think that's fair, man. I think what I said to B yesterday, and we landed at a good place on this, because basically I wasn't, unfortunately, that surprised defensively. I thought Dan Quinn and Joe Witt would be able to clean up some of the mistakes we saw, and perhaps that will come over the course of the season. Like, you look at the touchdown the rookie receiver McMillan scored, you clearly had a communication breakdown between Quan Martin, a second-year player, and Mikey Sammer, still a first-year player, right? Like, ideally, you can clean some of that up, and that was your point.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the defense is roughly what I expected. The offense was probably a little less than I expected, and I think there is room for improvement there, and that is what I think fans should be kind of excited by.
And I got to say, I like the push the defensive line got. I thought, I mean, Baker played unbelievable, right? Like, let's just, like, say that. It is what it is. He looked great.
Baker's ability to slip out of stuff was crazy.
Weirdly, like, happy for him, like, rooting for him. He seems like one of those guys, you know, bad situation with the Browns and, you know, bounced around a bit, found a home, and is now balling out.
I think he was a prick for a while, too, though.
Yeah.
I think some of that's on him.
He's finally matured. So.
Yeah, maybe he's no longer a prick.
Right, and I probably goes both ways there, too, yeah. But, yeah, I was weirdly, you know, he's an easy guy to root for, I think, at this point. But, yeah, he's so elusive. He threw great balls. But I thought our defensive rush, you know, was getting to him nonstop. There's some screenshots that were going around. You know, he was wrapped up and he was just getting out of these sacks. So I like our defensive line. You know, just the push that they made is just the results and the sacks didn't show up on the stat sheet. And Baker just played a great, great, great game.
He did. I mean, yeah. Almost three Bills with four touchdowns. He was really good. And what really impressed me with Baker is they would have a key third and five, and he would throw a rope anticipating his receiver. And to your earlier point about receivers, they got good ones down there. Yeah. Godwin, yep. Evans probably going to the Hall of Fame. Godwin's a stud. Kid McMillan looks really good. They got weapons. But Baker really did play well. You hope that defensive effort, the defensive front, Danny Dimes coming to town this week.
You better get to him because his legs can't hurt you.
His legs have hurt Washington plenty.
Yeah.
Bro, I have come on this show after, I think, every Giants game for 3 years and said the exact same thing. Why do we make Daniel Jones look like Joe Montana out there? Why does he run around like Michael Vick against the Commanders' defense? He is such a bad NFL quarterback. I said, I think even he's confused when he wakes up in the morning and he looks at the depth chart and he's still at the top of the Giants quarterback depth chart. He's like, me again? Really, guys? Like, he's so bad. And what, he's on year 5 now, year 6 now, and he's still the starter? It's crazy. That being said, home game, Jaden, home debut, Giants already throwing each other under the bus, if you saw those post-game interviews.
Nah, what's going on up there?
This would be, I mean, we just have... I don't, you know, we're in such a weird spot where this defense is bad and we know that. I want to see this offense improve on this last Sunday where we scored 20 and put up, you know, a 30 spot against a very bad Giants team. I think it's possible. We're going to give up points. This defense is going to give up points. I would like to see the offense match them plus more. I think that's very doable.
But I think the thing, like, I remember I heard, I think it was either Dan or Joe Witt. When you get an opportunity, you can't miss it. And they missed 6 opportunities. John said that on the Junks this morning. They were right, had him 6 times. If you miss him once, you go, okay, that's okay. 6 times? Something ain't happening right. If you miss a guy 6 times, you had him wrapped up.
Yep. And Daniel Jones, as you said, he can run. We've seen him kill us with his legs before. Hopefully this is the year that does not happen. 0-1 Giants team at the 0-1 Commanders. If we're doing predictions, I do like us to get the home win.
Malik Nabers against that secondary scares me a hair, especially considering
it's still Daniel Jones, though, right?
In 7 career games against Washington, Jones is 5-1-1 as a starter. He's completed 70% of his passes, 1,510 yards in 7 games. 10 touchdowns against 3 picks.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Get to him and take him down.
Is that just crazy? That, like, what is
Some people just have a feel against others. But the thing of it is, for years, okay, if we look at this stuff and just be honest about it, for years, we get to him, we don't take him down, he breaks, he goes. Just like Baker just did. So the people that are getting that pressure, it's not about just getting pressure. It's about getting the damn quarterback to the ground. Take him to the ground, however you have to. If you get a flag, get a flag, but take his ass to the ground.
And all we're asking for is improvement week over week. So if we went 0-6 last week, maybe we go 1-6 this week, and that's what gets the victory. It's all we can ask for, little improvements week over week. I'm not asking for much.
You'd like to think you get off the get off the field on third downs against Danny Dimes and Devin Singletary. What's the heat like on Joe Shane up there, dude?
The heat, like, on what?
Joe Shane, Giants GM.
What are you saying?
Joe Shane, the Giants GM, is the heat.
The heat in New York.
The owner already told him if Saquon goes to Philly, how I'm going to feel. And he had a good game.
Saying?
I had no idea what you're saying. Yeah, no, I mean, if I'm a Giants fan, I'm questioning every decision this team has made. I guess I'm okay with coaching, kind of, but... Maybe I'm just a generational Daniel Jones hater, but I think he is I can't comprehend how he's still starting there. I truly, truly cannot. He has never shown that he is capable of being
starting because he's making $42 mil.
Yeah, the fact that
Nate, real quick, because it was dumb. We got to run. Yeah. Tell B. Mitch about your latest blog.
Which one was that? I do a lot of blogs.
Who's more generational?
Oh, yeah, it's a great question. So right now we're watching two people in their absolute prime just run America and make everybody go crazy. Sydney Sweeney or Patrick Mahomes? Who's having a more generational run right now, B-Mitch?
I showed him the photo you posted.
I'm going with Sweeney based off my looks, but Pat is the generational guy.
But B-Mitch disagrees with your central premise that Sweeney has made boobs cool again. Brian argues that boobs have always been cool.
They've always been cool. I mean, you must be blind or something, dude, or you just too short to see.
No, ass is having a moment. Ass had a big 10-year run, but boobs are back.
But boobs have never left, dude.
We got to let you go before CK kills us. Ass had a good run, but boobs are back. Yeah. I mean, hey, I support everybody. That's what I want you to
know. That's just the cleave.
All right. Thank you, Nate Dogg.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.